圣经也多谦卑的话。
The Bible has a lot of humble words.
但是其中，我相信最多谦卑位。
But the most humble words, I believe, is what was said by John the Baptist.
就是今仔日咱所要分享的题目，就是伊的确谦让，我的确衰微。
It is our topic this morning. He must increase, I must decrease.
有人讲谦卑是讲谦卑是大家人爱听的。
It's often said that the people want to hear humble words.
无人爱做。
But no one wants to do.
谦卑无简单。
It's not easy to be humble. It's hard to talk about humility. If you want to say that you love someone, you can say that I love the person. If I'm generous, I can say that I'm generous. If I'm good, I can say that I'm good.People can say whether I'm good, or if they want to say nice things about me, they can say it. But if I'm a humble person, I cannot say that I am humble. As soon as I say that I am humble, I am no longer humble. So it's hard to talk about humility. If I'm humble, I cannot say it. But when somebody says that one's humble, it's somebody else has to say it. But it's rare that we hear people saying, describing someone as being humble. We can say that somebody is loving, and this person is very generous.And this person is very good. But it's rare to hear someone say that someone else is humble. But in church and in our circle, we know that it is a very important characteristic to be humble.
So in our circle, we know
And a very important character is to be humble. And it's difficult with being humble is whether there's real humility and there's a false or fake humility. The Chinese are very good at being fake with their humility. And when you commend someone that you're very good to the Chinese, how would the Chinese often reply?And you'll say that, no, that's not true. But the Americans are very different. And if the Western, if you commend them of being good, then often they'll just take it as this and say thank you. And because if you accept it, it seems like we're being proud.And many times when you don't want to accept that when people describe you, then sometimes it's actually being fake in your humility.
So in the 圣经来讲，咱要怎啊真实活出这个基督徒谦卑的生活
？In the Bible, how does it teach the Christians how to really live a humble life?
咱阿常看到圣经，咱讲到活出这个以主为中心的生活。但是以主为中心，怎活出一个以主为谦卑的生活
？And we all talk about how to live a life focused on God, but how do we live a life focused on God and be humble?
所以我恩望接到今仔日的信息，接到今仔日上帝要对咱讲啊，接到伊话的时阵，咱话通学习真实真正的谦卑。
So I hope from today's Bible verse and the sermon that we can learn how to really live a humble life.
三合祈祷
，Let us pray.
特别求你搁一摆透过你的圣灵对阮每一个人来讲话，互阮需要谦卑的求你感动阮、加持阮，我通成做一个亲像约瑟、约翰这款的谦卑的人。让阮的敬拜、让阮的生活，真实是表现了阮的基督。安尼基督上主啊，圣名求，阿门。咱头先看约瑟、约翰的情形是啥物？
Let's look at this scenario first with John the Baptist.
咱若看约翰福音第一章的时阵，有提到约瑟、约翰。
In John 1, it talks about John the Baptist.
伊提到瑟、约翰共主耶稣洗洗。
Talks about John the Baptist baptizing Jesus.
然后瑟、约翰底下认定主耶稣是上帝的独生子。
And John confesses that Jesus is the Son of God.
后来伊几个问题看到要得主的时阵，有人阻挡伊讲唔通，因为伊是上帝的羔羊。
And when people want, the disciple want to stop him, he said that not to follow, to follow Jesus, he stopped them and said he didn't stop them from going because he said he is the Lamb of God. This is a, John chapter
1.
And after he was described in John 1, nothing was said about him. Afterwards, John chapter 2 didn't talk about him either. And the second time it talks about John the Baptist is in this verse already in chapter
3.
And I know, we know that a certain time has passed.
Then Yohan
And this is a time before John the Baptist was imprisoned. And this is what happened before he was
imprisoned.
But in Matthew, it talked about the scenario of John the Baptist.
He said that
Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, the people went to John. And this is a very big place. Jerusalem is a city. And Jerusalem is the capital. And Matthew talked about Jerusalem and all Judea.
He talked about another region called the
region of the Jordan.
这是意思是两省大省的人哦，你走去找约翰听伊讲道，何以说呢
？And here he's talking about two large areas of people coming to be baptized by John the Baptist.
然后你若看马太福音第六章二十节的时阵
，And if you look at Matthew chapter 6,
你看到加利利的所在，加利利是另外一个省，就是北省的哦。
And you talk about another region in the northern part.
加利利的王啊，就是希律王。
And the king of Galilee, it was King Herod. And King Herod liked to listen to the sermons by John the Baptist. And King Herod invited John the Baptist often to hear him and to listen to his words.
In other words,
So in other words, when John the Baptist started his ministry, he was very famous already. And many people were following him. But a problem arose. And when his disciple and some Jewish people were arguing, they came to John the Baptist.
So if you have a Bible, please open your Bible to John 3:26.
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 26.
在人就来，啊，你讲在人就来见约翰讲，立碑对啊，从前甲你啊，伫迄个约旦河我，你所见证迄位，现在是说将人拢恩伊下去了。
And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him.
So,
John's disciple and some Jewish and some rabbis came, some Jewish people came and asked John the Baptist. But they didn't finish their question. If you pay attention,
and
it wasn't a question mark. He had a period.
And
he said that the person that you baptized before, and they're referring to Jesus. That person. And the person that you baptized before are now baptizing others. And those people that used to follow us, follow you, now are following him. And what these people were saying were true. They didn't finish their question. I'm sure that the question they wanted to ask, The real question is, as John the Baptist, what are you going to do about this? These are people that followed you before. What are you going to do now? If we were in John the Baptist's position, what would we do? We don't need to go out and visit people. And these are three, before that, these people from three regions would come and listen to him. But now other people are, a lot of people are going and following Jesus. I'm sure that it was not just a small number of people. If you are John the Baptist, what would you do? Today we will focus on John the Baptist's response to this question. And we will see why he is a humble person.
So
And from his action, from his reply, may we learn how he saw who God was. May we respond the same way that John the Baptist did. Verse 27. John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven." For someone to live a God focused life and to be humble, he needs to understand God's sovereignty. The question that his disciple asked him was, other people are following Jesus. Most leaders would worry about this. But John the Baptist was not worried about this. Why wasn't he worried about
this?
Because the teaching of him and by Jesus was the same teaching. But even though if it's the same teaching, sometimes it still worries certain leaders. Even as a sibling, two brothers, if they were doing the same type of business, if one business was bigger than the other, the one that is smaller will also be worried. Just like pastors, just like church, it's also the same way. Even the same church, sometimes there's church that has more people, and you'll question why there's more people in other churches. This was the question that the disciples were posing. But this is not the problem of John the Baptist. John the Baptist said that we share the same sermon. He understood God's sovereignty. For him, he said that if God wants to give them more people, then that's God's sovereignty. And if God wants to give me less, that's also His sovereignty. And what John the Baptist is saying here is that what God has entrusted to me, I will just do what I can faithfully. The result is not up to him or to us. The result is with God. We need to understand this. So when God calls us to serve Him, when God tells us to share the gospel and to love people, and we should do it with all our hearts. And we should do it faithfully. But don't do it because for the purpose of the result. But rather we do it because we love God. Many times we don't get the result we want. Sometimes we're very disappointed. But when we're doing it for God, we should not lose heart. John the Baptist understood this. He knew that he had to serve faithfully the way God wanted him to, but the result was up to God. It's not, and he also did not have the attitude that even though God took care of the result that he would not do anything.
有時在基督教裡面，這個是我們的軟弱的所在。
In our belief sometimes, this is our weakness.
我們的信仰對。
Although our faith is right,
咱相信咱的上帝是掌管的上帝，咱相信上帝是主管的。
Although our theology is correct that we know that God is sovereign,
但是咱的应用唔对。
But many times we respond to it wrongly.
咱做基督徒相信上帝是掌管一切。
Many Christians know that God is in control of all things.
所以因就讲，因为上帝掌管一切，所以我做病惰。
So because of this thinking that God is in control of everything, then they decide to become lazy. Why can they be lazy? Because the thinking is that, oh, since God will take care of everything, because God has planned everything,
then
you start to question, why do we need to share the gospel? Why do we need to care for people and love people? Yes, it's true that they understood God's sovereignty, but they do not understand God's will and God's heart. John the Baptist was not like this. John the Baptist understood God's sovereignty, but what God has entrusted to him, he served faithfully with all his heart.
He didn't care how many people were following him.
He didn't care how many people were following him. What he cared about was whether he was faithful in what God has entrusted to him. Because who he is responsible to is to God. And his focus is on God alone. And that is the first thing that we need to learn when we want to focus on God and we want to live a humble life. We need to understand that God is sovereign. He's the Lord of our lives. If we know God's sovereignty, then we will not compare ourselves to others. But not only is it's not enough just to know God's sovereignty. And if you look at verse 28, that's the second thing.
伊讲我国讲哦，我唔是基督，是奉差遣的，伫伊面前行的。恁家己通和我做这个见证。
Verse 28, you yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.
所以第二十七节到。约翰知影伊上帝是伊的主管。
So verse 27, John knew that God is sovereign.
第二十八节，伊知影哦，伊家己的意志啦，伊认不伊家己啊。
And verse 28, he knew who he was. He was aware of who he was.
这两项代志唔是，这个唔是两项代志。
These two are not two separate things.
上帝主管甲认不家己唔是两项代志。
God's sovereignty and self-awareness are not two different things.
钱的两面啊。
It's the same coin of a different side.
第一面是上帝的主权,
and one side is God's sovereignty.
第一面是应当咱都认不咱家己。
And the other side of the coin is we need to be self-aware of ourselves.
那无这个都袂行。
If without one, the other one won't work as well.
那无迄这个面都唔是钱。
If you don't have the other side, it is not a coin.
我讲给你听。
Why would I say this?
当这个人认不啊，当这个人认定上帝是伊的掌管的上帝。
When one has understood God's sovereignty. But yet he is not self-aware of him, then he thinks of himself as the Lord.
So
God's sovereignty is only just a word of just from his lips. But he will not act on this. Many Christians are like this, including myself. Because our theology is that God is all-knowing, all-powerful. But in our lives, often we are the Lord of our lives. But John the Baptist knows that he is not the master. He knows that he is not the Christ. He is the person that walked before Christ.
那是我伫四岁约翰的地位哦。
So if I was in John the Baptist's position,
但是真正出名的时阵哦，真艰苦，讲我唔是基督。
And if you're in that, in the midst of that, and many people are following you, it is hard for you to say that you are not the Christ. I'm sure at that time many people were saying that he was the Christ. Because what he was teaching was the same thing. It was not, was very similar to what Christ was teaching. Many people would get to this point and they'll think that they are the Christ. Just in the Philippines, there are many like that already. Many of the people in the Philippines now are claiming that they are the Messiah, that they are the Christ. But John the Baptist was very clear. He said, I am not the Christ. He was very clear, and he was self-aware that who he was. He knows that everything he has done, if it was not because of God, he won't be able to do anything. Brothers and sisters, when a person becomes a true Christian, when a person really comes to Christ, he really would know who he really is. When a person has received God's glory, and the first response when they come to Christ, they will see their own limitation, their own weakness. And that's the first thing. When a person has to understand the gospel, they will see who they really are. They will not think that they are somebody great. Romans chapter 12 says, Paul might have probably received the most grace.
How did he say it?
Paul said in Romans 12:3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Brothers and sisters, when we face God, when we've experienced God, and when we come near to God's words, and we will understand apart from God, we are nothing. Before God, we are evil, we are dirty, we're no good. In other words, we are garbage. But because of God, it's because of His grace that we can receive this blessing. If we do not know that we are sinners, then we will not receive God's grace. If we do not accept our own weakness, then we will not put our lives in God's hand. If we think we are full of wisdom, then we would not trust in God's wisdom. If we do not think that we are sin, then we will not long for salvation.
So
when someone wants to really know Christ, he does not only accept the fact that God of God's sovereignty. It's only when someone is self-aware of their own weakness and their own limitation that they will come to know God. This is not a fake humility.
And
this is a true humility that they really see how they really are.
Then,
third thing,
verse
29,
新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友徛着，听起新郎的声音就真正快乐。安尼，我的喜乐就满足了。
In verse 29, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete.
这句话让人看到西水约翰真正的角度的信息是在哪里。
We can see the foundation of John's theology.
约翰第一章，西水约翰说主耶稣是上帝的羔羊。
In John chapter 1, John said that Christ was the Lamb of God. And afterwards he said that I am not the Christ, but he is the Christ. And he said here, and now here he says that I am not the groom, but I am the friend. He used this illustration to describe
In
this statement, there are three people. First is the groom, and the bride, and the friend of the bridegroom. And in this story, who's the main character? In a marriage, who is the main character? The women would say that it's the bride. It can't be the friend. They'll say that maybe a little bit with the bridegroom, but many of the women will say it's the bride. But this is we're using the perspective of today's society about marriage and applying it to that time. But if you're using during the Jews, and your perspective would be different. In today's wedding, who is the main character? It's the groom and the bride. But many times there are small main characters. Who's the main character? In today's wedding, who's the main character? And the ones who are getting married, you need to pay extra attention. Especially the groom. If you're saying that you're the main character, then you're in trouble. The main character is the last one to come in. And many often she will walk on her own. And if you don't want to stand, they'll make you stand up. As the groom, we're the first one to come in. And when you're the first one to come in, they might clap their hands. But not everyone would clap their hands. But the last one to come in white, that dress is very expensive. You definitely have to stand up and clap your hands. Today, in today's society, the main character is the bride. But in Christ's time, in a wedding, the main character is not the bride. So brothers and sisters, you should be thankful that you're not living in that time.
So the
groom, maybe the groom you'd want to be in Christ's time. Because in Christ's time, the main character is the groom. It is the bridegroom. Remember when Jesus talked about a parable, and there were 10 virgins. Five were foolish, and the 5 were wise. And what were the 5 doing? The 5 were waiting for the groom.
So if you want to be
So if you want the bride to wait for you, you would want to be in during Christ's time. And there were 10 virgins. And these brides were waiting for the groom.
等啥
？What were they waiting for？
你等神龙来。
They were waiting for the groom to come.
今天等神龙来啊，神龙走去到了。
Why would they have to wait for the groom? Where did the groom go?
约翰十四章第一到第六节。
John 14 talked about this.
好，点解？做这个，咱应该点解释？做耶稣讲什么呢
？What did Jesus say？
你把多马对伊讲，主啊，你要去到了啊
？And when Thomas asked Jesus, "Where are you going?"
伊讲我要去乌比。
He said, I will prepare a place and I will come back and bring you home. You know, this is the word, these are words that the groom would
say.
These are the words that a groom would tell the bride. At that time, when after getting engaged, the groom would go and prepare a place. If they did not prepare, there is no wedding.
So
they have to prepare. Likewise, Jesus left to prepare a place. And after he's prepared, he will come back and take his bride with him. So the main character is the groom. And the work of the bride is to wait. In the Talmud, how did they wait? And the Bible talks about how that they should really, what they need to do while waiting. At that time, the bride, they do not know when the groom will return. He will return anytime. Anytime he will return. Anytime that he would come and take her. So a Jewish person said,
the bride is waiting to be kidnapped.
So the bride is waiting to be kidnapped. By the groom. This is the kind of preparation that they had to do. So they are patiently waiting for the groom to take them home. John the Baptist understood that the main character is Jesus Christ. He is not the groom. John Baptist knew his position that he was the friend watching the wedding. We thank God that today, together, we are a body. And Jesus said that he is the groom and the church is his bride. And that we are included in this wedding. If we understood our position, we knew that we're only a friend looking at this wedding. If we understand this, if we understood this, then we won't let little things bother us. Rather, we will work hard for this groom. Because everything is done not for you or me. Everything that is accomplished is for God's glory. And this is the focus that John the Baptist had. His focus is on the groom. I'm sure many of us have gone to Disneyland. And now there's one in Shanghai. In Disneyland, there's a lot of places to visit. One of these places to go is like the turning tunnel where the wall would turn around you. And this is something that you go through, but the wall is spinning around you. I really dislike this place. I've gone through this tunnel. The first time I went by, everything went peacefully.
但是你做爸爸的，你那带囝去到迪士尼乐园，你会死啦。
But if you're a father and you bring your child, you won't enjoy it.
因为哦，因过了哦，因爱挖起啊。
Because many times after they've gone through that tunnel, they want to go back.
哦，你挖起的时阵，伊是囡仔挖来挖去，底下洞内面挖来挖去，无同啊。
In the tunnel, they run back and forth. It's different.
哦啊，因为我点解不带我囡仔细汉的时阵去到迪士尼乐园的时阵，挖来挖去啊，了那太太。
Because at that time when I brought my kids, if the mom doesn't want to take care of them anymore, who will have to take care of them? So I will have to walk with him. If the whole thing is spinning around you and you walk straight, it's okay. But if you stop and you look at the wall around you spinning, what will happen?At the end, you won't be able to stand firmly. You'll start spinning like the wall. I don't know why nothing happens to the kids. Because from the same generation, maybe we will understand. How is it possible that we will not fall when you're in this tunnel?That you will not be dizzy. The only way is we need to look at the one our focus point. John the Baptist focuses on that groom and on Christ. And our focus should be on Christ. But many times we're like the one standing on this and being they have this spinning wall around us. We take Christ out but instead we put ourselves as the focus, as the center. But that self is like that spinning wall around you. And the more we stay in that place, the dizzier we get.Each and every one of us has that self as our problem. The stronger our self is, the bigger our problem will be. When that self becomes smaller, that is the way that we can become more humble. Each and every one of us has that myself, that self.We all often do not want to be with friends who are thinking about themselves only. You know people like that. You know those people in our lives that self is so big. When you talk to them, all they talk about is themselves. All they do is talk about themselves. And you'll notice that they don't have many friends. Because this type of people in their lives, all they think about is themselves, that there is no room for others. And the more they live in this type of world, the more trouble they get into. And as Christians, this is something that we need to, that every day we should have killed. We need to kill the self. We need to kill that self and put Christ on his throne. Just like John looking at and waiting for the groom. When John knows of God's sovereignty and he's self-aware and he has put Christ as his focus, understanding this, he was able to see that he must increase and I must decrease. And this is the result of these three points. Because from these three, he was able to be become humble because he is aware of God's sovereignty. He is aware of himself, and he has Christ as his focus. As Christians, may we be able to live with this type of attitude. And when we know that God is sovereign. And when we know our position before God, and when we have put God as our focus, as our vision, you know, in the church history, there are many people like this. Let me talk about two people. Maybe if you're in the church a bit longer, you've heard of a person named William Carey.
William Carey 是传教士去到印度.
William Carey is a missionary that went to India. Before his death, he said,
他说,我走以后,
he said that when I am gone, don't talk about me anymore, but rather talk about my Savior. He said that I desire that Christ alone might be magnified. And this is the heart of a very humble person who
serves
God. And this is the heart of someone who has experienced Christ. There's no need to talk about I, but rather talk about our Savior. Maybe you'll say this is a small missionary, but he was not a small missionary. His influence of the mission field is great. He translated the Hindu Bible. He did great missionary work. But when he died, he talked about not about himself, but rather about his Lord. Another person is a Scot from a Scot reformer. If not for this person, Scotland would not be a Christian country.
John Knox.
His name was John Knox.
John Knox is John Calvin.
John Knox was a student of John Calvin.
And he
was a Scottish reformer. He made Scotland into a Christian nation. One day the Queen invited him to the palace. And this Queen was named Mary.
Queen Mary. Bloody Mary.
But she was more known as Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Why was she referred to as Bloody Mary? Why did people refer to her as Bloody Mary? Because in her short time of her reign, she killed many people. There were many people that she killed, but the most popular one was John Knox. Before she was summoned to the palace, the Church of England and the Church in Scotland told him not to go. They were saying that not only will you lose your life, but you will also that your head will not stay with your body. But he still went. Thank God that he was able to come out. So somebody asked him once. People asked him, many people told you not to go. Why did you go? This is his answer. This was in one of his biography. He said, I have spent a lot of times on my knees before God. I have spent many times on my knees before God. Who should I be afraid of?
因为在上帝面前，我感觉真正给伊明白，伊在上帝面前，伊感觉真正一件真正谦卑哦，伊变作真正勇敢的人。
He's brought himself so low, he's become so humble that he has become bold.
所以兄弟，这个谦卑不是惊死啦。
Brother and sister, humility or being humble is not being fearful.
不是因为你谦卑，所以你惊死。
It's not because you are humble, so you're scared.
乃是你主来，你若真实谦卑来。刚刚真正嘅时阵，你伫世界内面哦，你袂惊。
But if you really bring yourself to that humility, you will not be afraid of
anything. 谦卑嘅人唔是无力量。
Someone who is humble does not mean that he has no strength.
谦卑嘅人知影伊无力量，但是伊所话靠嘅是完全嘅力量。
When someone who is humble, they although they know that they have no strength, but they depend on someone who is strong.
所以这个谦卑嘅人会认主做伊嘅主宰，做伊。
So a humble person will understand that God is in control. When he experiences God, then he will know who he is. And for his whole life, he will know that God is his focus. And he will know that Christ is his goal of his life. And humility will come out naturally. In our conclusion, I want us to focus on one thing. If you look at the last answer of John the Baptist,
he says,
In verse 29, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, the joy of mine is now complete. Not only is the result is somebody will become humble, but rather they will rejoice. They will have joy. They will be joyful. But they will be joyful because they can see that their Savior is raised up. When we're serving God and we see that God is glorified, are we joyful? In our lives now, what happens or who are the people that brings us joy? When we would ask the pastors and reverend, why do you want to be in heaven? Why do you want to go to heaven? We want to go to heaven is because we know that heaven will make us happy. If this place will not bring us happiness, would we want to go? Maybe not. But what are the things or who are the people that would make us happy or joyful? Is it Christ? Is it Jesus? Or is it something else? There are people who enjoy to play basketball.
And the park you be.
If basketball brings you more joy than Christ, what happens when you get to heaven? It's, brothers and sisters, it's possible. And the Bible doesn't talk about that heaven will have a basketball court. My son and many people at our church enjoy playing ping pong. Is Christ our joy or the ping pong? What happens if in heaven there is no ping pong table? Will we still go? This is very difficult. Some long that their wife would be in heaven because that is what brings them joy. Some don't want their wives to be in heaven.
所以問對太太傳福音。
So they don't want to share the gospel to their wives.
特別更加唔會對佢嘅大家還是丈夫傳福音。
And many won't want to share it with their in-laws.
但是你及我愛去天堂，看下子。
But why do we want to go to heaven?
上帝呢，唔是咱嘅喜樂。
If Christ is not our joy,
天堂唔是天堂。
Then heaven is not heaven.
你上帝呢，唔是你喜樂，你到天堂已經變作地獄。
If God is not your joy, then heaven would be your hell.
上帝呢，允許你入去。
If God allows you to enter,
是上帝知影，上帝他都唔會讓你入去。
But if not, God will not allow you to go in.
所以到落尾哦，這個真是倚主活的人。
So at the end, when one focuses on Christ, and a person who would live for Christ, and a person who would live for Christ, who would focus on Christ,
and when
he sees that God is glorified, he will be full of joy.
So
the Bible doesn't tell us that we need to do something.
聖經唔八講。聖經唔八講，伊冇唔八講順服硬結聽。
The Bible never talked about that to obey is better than love.
唔八講，
The Bible does not talk about this.
順服硬結天際。
The Bible talked about to obey is better than sacrifice.
但是伊唔八講順服硬結聽。
But it never talked about that obey is better than the love.
甚至古約講到聽比較講到順服較多。
And if you talk even in the Old Testament talks about love more than to obey. Why? Because to truly obey is a reaction, the action of love. We go to heaven is because we love God. Because God is our joy. Everything else, everything that would bring you joy, If something can bring you more joy than God, this is sin. If other things or other people can bring you more joy than God, that would be sin. You know, sin is not bad. It's not something we don't want to do. But sin will give us a temporary joy. Because if sin does not give us temporary joy, then none of us would want to do it. But it becomes a sin when it becomes more to us than the eternal joy. When we put our God into something else. And if we replace something to what God should be in our lives, then that is sin. And to have God as our focus will bring us, teach us humility and will bring us joy. And you can be humble because you know God is over everything.
It will
bring us joy because we know that God is our joy. So our blessing, it doesn't say that that may God bring you joy, but rather may God be your joy. Because God is the best gift.
So
may God So may God help us from the way John lived this life that we can also follow. May John the Baptist's humility and joy become our humility and joy as well. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for today's message, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord God, that almost all the time, Lord, we look at ourselves as the focus of life. Lord, we do not, although we know that you have saved us, but many times, Lord, in our lives, Lord, you are not the Lord of our lives. We have become our own master. So, Lord, we come to you today, Lord God. We pray, Father, that we return to you. Lord, we know that when we came to know you, Lord, when we believed in you, Lord, we should have been dead to ourselves. And Lord, now help us, Father, that we may live for you. And Lord, in the life we live, Lord God, may it be, Lord, to bring you glory, not for ourselves, but for you. So Lord, may today's message teach us to live a life, Lord God, not focused on ourselves, but rather dependent on you. For you are our all, and you are our joy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.